countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Well, once again, the challenges facing rural communities is in the spotlight with the decision of Bank of Ireland to close branches and Ulster Bank to leave the Irish market, decisions which have unsurprisingly attracted criticism. On the flip side, could working from home be the shot in the arm that rural Ireland has been calling out for years? Well, with me now, Martina Early, who is the CEO of the local development company in Roscommon, and Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rural Link. You're both very welcome to the programme. And Seamus, I'll begin with you. Are we at a turning point now as a result of people being forced to work from home, combined with, I suppose, our inner community spirit, which has come to the surface over the past 12 months?
Yeah, it's been extraordinary, Damien, for sure. I think we are. I think there is, you'll notice it in the small villages and towns, an awful lot of younger people who were previously working as far away as Dublin or wherever, or in the cities, are now sort of at home. So I think there's about 20% of the workforce, at least, working from home, really, since this time last year. So you'll notice there's more business in the local shops, etc. And it is waking us all up to the fact that, you know something, a lot of this work could happen outside the office in the city centres and could actually happen at home. So that's a big change.
Well, two things you say there, Seamus, in the one sentence when you talk about rural Ireland, that is young people and busy shops. Martina, are we overestimating the potential for rural towns of working remotely to be the way of the future? Listening to Seamus there, it sounds promising.
Absolutely. Broadband featured in the last leader programme, and it's a central part of the current transitional programme. And by the end of 2021, in every parish in County Roscommon, we'll have a community hub which will be fully serviced with high-speed broadband. And under LEADER, we're working with all parties, the community, the council, the Western Development Commission. And what we fund under the LEADER programme is the transformation of existing community centres into becoming fully serviced remote working hubs. And we got a great announcement yesterday that the government is adding to the transitional programme. There's going to be no stop-start. We have a €70 million leader programme for the next 2 years, which will mean that we can accelerate this transformation. And what we're really seeing is that this is proving to be a major stimulus. We're getting calls from people all over the world who want to relocate in Roscommon because of the quality of life. We're getting people who want to locate from Dublin. And we're just delighted with this. We give them an expression of interest in the leader to submit. But then we also look after their location queries, support them with relocating. So it's a whole approach is needed on this. And we're ideally placed as local development companies to provide that.
Very good. Seamus, can I go back to you? When we talk about rural Ireland, we talk about it as if it's unique to this country. Now, I know you're involved in different organisations across the continent, but does rural France and rural Belgium and rural Italy, do they face the same challenges?
They absolutely do. I've been on farms across Europe over the last few years with my role in the European Economic Social Council, and I can tell you that you would swear sometimes, if you could turn off the language button, that you were actually in the west of Ireland or in the Midlands or wherever. The same issues, you know, the dying, you know, the different role of towns. I hate to say dying towns because I think we have to look forward. But yes, towns are facing, small towns, small rural towns are facing huge challenges because the reality is that the way we've been, at least up to this COVID-19, has been to shop out of town, to drive miles away from the local village and area. And therefore, those are the problems that are existing. Equally, the problem about accessibility of services. And this, I think, will be another learning curve. There has been a tendency from central government everywhere, not just Ireland, you know, to try and locate services in central places rather than in local places. I think that now has to be looked at because that's another reason these towns and villages were suffering, because you ended up travelling out of them to get the basic service, and therefore you didn't do anything else there either.
And Martina, can you give us an example of what Seamus is talking about there, maybe in the reverse, that things are happening, like in Ballyhadreen?
Ballyhadreen, we're working with the community and we're building a 1.7 million euro project, which will be an enterprise hub, a social inclusion family resource centre, which will cater for the needs of the new communities, also the local people. You will be able to access third level education from GMIT, set up your business. The Education Training Board are key, and this is all being enabled by the Department of Community, Rural and Development through the Rural Regeneration Fund, backed by the County Council and the Western Development Commission. And very importantly, the Fairs and Market Group in the town have donated a site to enable all this to happen.
Yeah.
Also, we're building a childcare centre in the town, and we're going to be providing a one-stop shop in terms of childcare needs as well. So I would say the digital age has truly arrived. It's our job in local development companies to support our communities and businesses to adapt. The report from Accenture last year in terms of the digital divide said that digital skills and digital could enable it to become the great equaliser in Ireland.
Yeah.
Local development companies are driving that with communities. We're the largest provider in the country of digital skills, digital systems for digital skills programs. So the LEADER program also can fund digital transformation now with the new LEADER program. And communities are up for the challenge. We've done it before. In the last, we trace our roots back to 1991, the first LEADER program. Total devastation in the area in Leitrim, North Roscommon. The mines went, the local power station, Laird's factory. And the LEADER programme helped the community fight back. Now we have Drumshambo Food Hub. We have the Arigna Mining Experiences flagship projects that, with LEADER support, communities can fight back. So we're very confident of that.
Well, that is a great example of what can happen in the future, particularly in this digital age. So, Seamus, just in the minute we have left, are we going to be less dependent then on the vibrant family farm keeping rural villages and towns alive in the future if we continue along the route that Martina talks about there?
Yeah, I think you mentioned banking as a major problem, and I think that's the biggest threat at the moment to the smaller business. And we really need a more local public banking system, which Irish Rural Inc. have proposed in the last few years. I think it's a major threat. I think the way we farm is going to be very much influenced by the EU package, and particularly the environmental side of it, because we really will become environmentalists, and farmers are beginning to realise that. And they have been realising that for the last 20 years probably, because with the various REP schemes, etc. So they are going to become environmentalists, and I think perhaps that's the way of survival at the moment.
Well, the vibe certainly is positive listening to both of you. It's not all rosy in the garden, and I know a lot of towns and villages do face challenges, particularly at the end of all of this, because a lot of pubs, restaurants, shops and so on may not reopen, and a lot of people going through a very tough time, particularly in rural Ireland. But let's hope that indeed what you both talk about there can actually come to fruition. Seamus Boland and Martina Early, thank you both very much for joining us on Countrywide.